know what I'm saying? Ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s and locusts down.
Well, for our next guest, he's not going to totally hang up the boots altogether. He's going to be coming out playing mainly for Caroline Springs this year, but he's also going to be playing a one-off game for the Templestowe Football Club in the Eastern Footy League in about 2 weeks' time. An interesting read on Brian Lake in The Age today, who had an approach from the Bombers to play for them this year. Brian, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Brett. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. No regrets for Lake on no to the Dons. I was reading Brian in The Age today. Yeah. You believe if you had have accepted that offer to be an Essendon top-up player, it would have been a bit of a stain on your career.
Stain, yeah, in the sense that you leave a club originally in the Bulldogs, and the reason I left was to win premierships, and I was able to achieve that at Hawthorn, not just once, but three times. And then just to change clubs again for 9 months, it would have been very selfish of me to do that. And slight stain on your career. You're finishing your career probably on a reasonably bad note with the way they're sitting and shaping up this year. It's going to be a tough year for them.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, you made reference to, you know, Shane Crawford in the article today. I think every player's dream, Brian, is to go out being a premiership player. It's a great note to go out on.
Yeah, exactly right. You have your last game, and you know, AFL system is a premiership. So, I would have loved to have played another year with the Horses. I still reckon they're going to be pushing up to top four again, and no doubt hopefully going for four in a row. So I would have loved to have been involved with that, and that's probably the only reason or the only chance of me being able to play AFL football again this year would have been with the Hawks. So, I'm happy in retirement. As I said, I was enjoying myself from October, November, December. I definitely let myself go a little bit, enjoyed things that I wasn't able to do, that I playing it as an AFL athlete that you couldn't do. If that was going down to the pub and having a pot and Palmer for lunch, I was able to do that finally. So I enjoyed that. But in saying that, I still love playing football. And as I was saying, yes, we're going to play a fair few games for Caroline Springs this year. And yes, the one down at Templestowe on the 9th of April. So I'm really looking forward to pulling on a Dockers goondie.
Yes, you have been doing a little bit of promotional stuff for the Dockers, which is great. And I think there's going to be a bit of an army of Caroline Springs support that's going to come out to Templestowe Reserve. I mean, obviously a lot of the clubs, Brian, and I was involved in a club that had Brendan Favola last year. I saw the impact, and it seems that more and more of the ex-AFL players have gone back to local footy, probably still got the urge to have a kick around, but also maybe give something back as well and help those local footy clubs certainly make some dollars, which is pretty tough out there.
Oh, exactly right. We see some competitions. We've got this in the Western Region Football League with Deer Park in the Div 1. They won the premiership by 120 points last year. And what it comes to now these days in local football is about how much money you've got. So unfortunately, that's the world we live in at the moment, and it's probably a player's competition at the moment, because they can just keep changing clubs and going to the club that's going to pay them the most money. So for me, I've been involved with junior footy for obviously a very, very long time. When I first started at under-11s in Adelaide, and my dad was the junior president of my local footy club. So I was always around football, and I love junior football. I live across the road from Caroline Springs, and that's what drew me to that club, and have two of my kids playing at Caroline Springs as well. So really going to enjoy that. And I'm going to keep playing footy until my body says no more, and then I'll probably move into coaching. So it's worked out perfectly. We got Caroline Springs got their first game on the 2nd of April, and then we've got the bye on the 9th. So I thought this is a perfect opportunity to experience different leagues around the Melbourne area, because I think the Eastern District Football, or the Eastern Football League, is the biggest one in Australia with participants. So it's going to be a great experience.
It certainly is. Just those who are going to go out and watch your Templestowe Reserve, Saturday, April 9, if you're in the eastern part, or you might be travelling from anywhere across Melbourne, you might want to see Brian play. The Hawthorn supporters at mine another dose. Are we going to, any word on whether you're going to be down back, or are you going to slip up forward, Brian, and just kick a few goals?
I'm not sure. I've played a couple of practice games at centre-half back at the moment, and then we had an intra-club, and I got stuck at full forward. So I think that's what I'm able to provide the coach, Rick Irwin, and the boys down there, that I've got flexibility. I can play back if they need. I can play forward as well. So I'm not just a one-trick pony. So I've actually done a little bit of ruck work too. So the body's allowing. The fitness levels are probably quite there. Well, I can still run out of games. So wherever I'm needed, that's where I'll play.
Excellent stuff. I think you're going to be sticking around for the day as well, with plenty of people wanting to have a chat to you post-match and pre-match for the kids who do come along on the day. Brian, look forward to seeing you at Templestowe. Wish you all the best for this year as you continue to have a kick around in local footy.
No worries, guys. Thank you very much for having me. And yes, all the supporters get down there, all the Hawthorn supporters and even the Fremantle supporters. Obviously, it's an affiliated side, Templestowe. So, yes, it's going to hurt a little bit putting on the Fremantle Guernsey. But I can't wait. So, yes, looking forward to it, guys. Thank you.